So, Holger, I feel like at this year's Sapphire, I've noticed a fairly major evolution in how SAP is looking at the cloud.
Yeah.
And flavors of cloud and what their role is in terms of infrastructure versus applications. Is that something you've...
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, yesterday we didn't hear it so much, but Hasso Plattner was much more adamant about the cloud in the Q&A. We heard that he even thinks the ultimate adoption of S/4HANA is only going to come when people move to the public cloud. So it's a very different message. Not that it was anti-cloud before, but I mean, originally SAP tried to do it themselves, right? There was the SAP cloud. Yeah. Since 2.5-3 years, they're partnering with all the major cloud properties for that. So it's partnership business by now, but such a clear endorsement of public cloud being the solution to customer adoption and to fast release cycles and to make the consumption of new capabilities not optional, but must have. He even went to the point in the Q&A to say that the 2-yearly release cycle on-premise was a mistake. Yeah.
Right.
So because it gave people a chance to opt out and move too slow.
Ah.
Yeah.
I attended a roundtable with Jennifer Morgan, and she was talking about the new effort to help people to the cloud, and it's something they're doing with Microsoft.
Right.
And I think they've said that they'll do this kind of thing with the Google folks and also Amazon Web Services, but they're starting with Microsoft. So my question is,
has a different perspective because she doesn't have a choice, right? Jennifer Morgan runs the cloud business group. Her kids, like I always joke, the six sisters she has as her new kids, right? It's a new mother. Father left, Rob Enslin, went to another Google, to another cloud house,
right,
or whatever you want to say, right? The father left, there's a new mother in the house,
uh-huh,
and have six daughters, right? Ariba, Concur, Fieldglass, Ibris/C4HANA, as I like to call it, now Qualtrics and SuccessFactors. They're only offered in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so she has the situation that she really has to educate on the public cloud. On the S/4HANA side, and potentially C/4HANA, SAP hasn't been clear on that, right? Their technology allows them to deploy on-premise and in the public cloud is, mm-hmm, right? So that's a different vantage point from Jennifer's side. But what did she say?
Well, she said that they, I think one of the people asked her, one of the other press attendees asked that they seem to be favoring Microsoft, and she...
couldn't say that, right?
she didn't overtly say it, but she did kind of say that that they were the ones that had worked the most with SAP on this new program to provide sort of a path.
Because Microsoft itself, they have their Build conference this week, right? They're desperate to get their customers to the cloud, right?
Yeah.
So, and they have a big education effort from that perspective. But then look at the other partners of SAP for hyperscaler public cloud, or the other three actually, Alibaba. AliCloud is one of them too. We always think of North American ones with AWS and Google. They're cloud only too, right? And then flip side, they're all moving on premise, right? So Google Cloud has announced Google Cloud GK on premise, which became Anthos 3-4 weeks ago at Google Cloud Next. AWS is working hard for Outpost to bring things on premise, right? So I think the big commitment to public cloud from Plattner today is even a little oldish already, because the pure cloud guys are acknowledging you have to provide something on premise.
The briefing with Jennifer Morgan was about this other thing that you're talking about, where I think it's about deploying systems, not necessarily SaaS. And she happened to be talking about S4, but it sounded to me like it was, there was like single tenant and multi-tenant SaaS. And then it really seems like it's more of an infrastructure play. And they said that they are de-emphasizing HANA Enterprise Cloud, which I guess we've seen that happening maybe over time.
I guess so. I haven't heard HANA Enterprise Cloud since a long time, as we used to call it, right? But I think they haven't been very clear. I mean, they shared that SuccessFactors has completely moved to HANA. Ariba has almost completely moved to HANA, except for the Big Spend database. But I suspect that these customers are all single tenants.
Right.
And tenancy is not so long with such a big discussion. It used to be this historic discussion about multi-tenancy and on. I mean, it's the right thing to have separate database for each customer, which was a big no-go in the early cloud days where this was a discussion. But right now you can manage this database much better from data security, from manageability, that multi-tenancy. That's what Oracle was, big innovation, Oracle 12c 6 years ago, right? Multi-tenancy pluggability. That's exactly the same thing that SAP is doing now with this HANA database. I assume they haven't officially said that yet.
It sounded familiar. We've talked at the Open World Show also. So you mentioned Hasso Plattner in his keynote today, and there was a big emphasis on SAP Analytics Cloud and just the public cloud in general, strongest statement ever maybe from him, I think. What does that say about the evolution of SAP, especially in comparison with Oracle and some of their other arch rivals in the cloud world and the ERP world?
Yeah, I think it's a good trend to generally acknowledge the public cloud as a driving force, a transformer, and as something which can help SaaS vendors, or not yet SaaS vendors, moving to SaaS to help customers to adopt things faster. But the big thing, from my perspective, was not so much the SAP Analytics arc, which they, of course, want to go. And finally, SAP for them has a, and for their customers, is a going strong analytics offering since the business objects days. That's been kind of like, oh, try this, do this, the days of Lumira and so on. So now some, finally they found something going, which again is public cloud based. But the big news was the data lake behind that. And they call it zones, I believe.
Spaces,
yeah. Right? So the kind of like practical data marts, which are for people to build things, because the problem is with HANA on memory is that you have your transaction system running and now your marketing guys are trying to load Twitter data and other stuff into that. And what happens performance, we have to have these separate spaces, areas to isolate different areas of the product from each other, which are the implementation from each other. It's a very good approach. And then it's even open from a Hadoop perspective. Hadoop was the non-good word here, right? Which excluded SAP customers from SAP from so many next generation applications and others, which all require Hadoop, right? SAP has been dead in the water for IoT. The demo they showed, the Twitter data, you can't really realistically do this. Yes, for a demo, I can put this into memory, but you don't want to put memory. And Hassel was, Plattner was surprisingly clear in saying, yeah, that was a mistake. I built the architecture would have been right 10 years ago, right? And brutal honesty, right? Surprising honesty from North American
right.
audience for somebody to
yeah.
say that so publicly at yeah. a keynote, saying, well, basically we screwed up and now we're trying to fix it.
As a layman, I'm the layman here, observing yeah. what Oracle and SAP has been doing. It does seem when I go to the Oracle conferences that they are more proud of and more their strategy seems to be in having the whole stack certainly the database, but the different AASs. And that seems to be a selling point for them. But here at this conference with SAP, it seems like, I mean, they've literally said that we don't want to be in the infrastructure business.
Right. Which they're historically aware. Right. So it's a slowly move out of infrastructure of SAP Cloud, right? They still have SAP customers on HEC and other pieces running in Germany, and they just opened their second data center, I think, last year to have high availability out of the commitment for those customers, but they don't want and shouldn't be in the database business. Like, every SaaS player should not put their CapEx into building data centers. Oracle is a different story because Oracle, Larry's vision is to build the IBM stack of the 21st century, right? From the custom designed silicon for certain loads, which Oracle owns from the Sun acquisition, all the way from the chip to the user click stack through all the layers, right? Mm-hmm. SAP only tried to chew off all the cloud stuff was gone already 3-4 years ago, mm-hmm. Had a strong play trying to play PaaS with the HANA database, which I think they scaled down with restructuring the ambitions of them. So also said they want to make HANA one of the official 9 AWS database, which I found was an interesting statement.
Yeah. Do you think this in general is a good move for SAP to move so much away from infrastructure?
Yeah. Customers want them to build software and they have to make the intelligent enterprise real now. They have to make experience management real. So they have so many things to do which they shouldn't distract capital investment for infrastructure and data centers in areas which they don't understand and can be done by other people who do this for a living. So I think it's a good job, good move.
There were some advancements in the HANA in-memory database mentioned today by Hasso in the keynote. I think there were some formal announcements. So what do you think of those?
Yeah, I mean, making HANA cloud service available, cloudifying capabilities in the database to be able to run larger and more real loads is a very good true north direction for SAP, no question.
Yeah.
And HANA will not go away, right? There was misunderstanding that with the restructuring and so on. No, HANA is just serving more, it's more the technology to serve an app vendor than a standalone technology, right? So the SAP ambition to be a separate technology vendor is clearly being de-emphasized.
Well, Holger, good to see you again.
Always good to see you and good to speak to you, David.
Yeah, same here. Thank you.